The Hatchcast is brought to you by the Burgess Institute for Entrepreneurship and Innovation. The Burgess Institute for Entrepreneurship and Innovation empowers students to learn through action by providing campus-wide programs, courses, and resources to test ideas, foster an entrepreneurial mindset, develop empathy, and create new ventures. Learn more at eship.msu.edu.
Welcome back to our second episode of Spartan Successors, our new series exploring the differences between last year's graduates and this year's graduates. This week we have our good friend Kelly Phelan. I actually had a chance to work with Kelly for a couple odd months during my internship here at Burgess. You got to work with her a lot more, didn't you?
I did.
How long was she at Burgess?
I believe it was nearly 3 years.
Great soul. Fun to have a laugh with. So yeah, without further ado, let's just get right into it.
Let's do it.
My name is Kelly Phelan. I'm a 22-year-old recent graduate of MSU. I just recently landed a full-time job at a wonderful company called The Pond Guy as an in-house graphic designer. I graduated in May of 2020, College of Arts and Letters.
Yay.
And then minor in Entrepreneurship and Innovation.
I think this launches right into it. How are you doing?
Better than I was. Obviously when COVID hit in March pre-graduation, I was like, holy what's going on? And then graduation was kind of less of an event than I anticipated. And then I kind of chilled for a couple months and I had a 6-month internship at an ad agency from July to December. And it was great. And my team was great, but it was all work from home, and which everybody was. But given that it was work from home and it was an internship and they didn't really ever have to train somebody remotely before, like there was a huge lack in communication. Like I couldn't really connect with my team. Like it was just very difficult. And I was like constantly being like, I want to help more. I want to do more. Like I want to be useful. Like I can do things, like send me stuff to do. And it was just not going that way, I guess. And so it was really like a bummer because like I like to see the stuff that I'm doing and like see how it's affecting things and like go to the events that I've branded and like see the stuff that's going on and whatever. And it just wasn't happening. And I didn't feel like I was doing anything. So for a long while, I was like, oh my God, I'm useless. And I just graduated from college and I don't even do anything. And I'm just like an intern. Like I had the whole, you know, like crisis that I'm sure we've all had many times throughout the past year. And then it ended right before Christmas, rather suddenly, which was not super fun. And then I ended up like aggressively job hunting because I've kind of been job hunting the whole time through the internship because,
yep,
you know, with internships, you don't really know how long you're going to be there and if there's like something at the end for sure. And then as soon as they were like, hey, yeah, so we can't keep you on anymore, I was like, oh, okay, cool. And so I like hit the ground running and was like panic job hunting. I was just like, I can't be like, I need to have a job. Like I can't not, like, I just had like a whole panic. Ended up getting this weird freelance thing with this different agency, which was super cool, but it was only for a couple weeks. Ended up landing my job with the Pond Guy after like a month. Have been there for about a month and I'm getting used to all the like processes and everything that goes along with being in a creative role at a company and being new. I really enjoyed it so far and my team is awesome. And I feel really the first time since COVID has hit, I feel like I have like a path forward, which has been kind of like a godsend because I like having a path forward. So,
from where do you draw your strength?
I read that one and I was like, ooh, that's like, oh, I gotta think about that one. Because my initial answer is from the people around me, which is honest. But this year's definitely challenged me to like find that strength elsewhere and like the necessity of being like able to kind of convert that. So kind of looking inward and being like, okay, but like, if you can't get it from other people, you got to find it in you. So like find something in you that gives you that drive.
This really is a loaded question. What has surprised you most about life after graduation?
I don't remember who said this to me. I think it was just probably one of my like more intense professors trying to scare me, but they were like, you have to reach out to people and connect with them while you're a student. Because once you graduate, they'll see you as like competition and they won't want to help you. It was surprising to be, because I would like reach out to people for jobs or whatever. And they'd be like, oh yeah, like let's have a chat or like whatever. Like here's my buddy that's into what you're into. And like you go and talk to them. And everyone has been so nice and so like helpful. And I was like, why are these people talking to me? Like, I'm their competition, even though most of the people I've been talking to are like completely out of my level. Like, they would be like, child's like baby designer doesn't know what she's doing yet, like pat on the head.
That's hilarious. What piece of advice from someone during your time at MSU has stuck with you most?
I can't remember who said it to me. It was one of my design professors, whoever this was, said, you have to learn to kill your babies. And when I first heard that, I was like, what kind of, I think I was a freshman. I was like, what kind of college did I sign up for? Like, this sounds like a terrible place. But, and just to reiterate for the audience and such, it means like, don't get too married to your ideas and always be willing to kind of revisit them, especially when like collaborators come in and introduce new ideas. And not only is that super relevant in creative fields, like design fields and the entrepreneurship realm of things where everything is constantly changing, but just like life as well. So you have to be kind of willing to roll with the punches and say like, okay, this is initially what I wanted to do, but I ended up finding this other like subsect of things and I really enjoy this and I want to explore it more. And like, oh, this friend or this colleague introduced me to this new idea and I want to explore it and see how far I can take it. Like, don't be too married to a specific path or a specific idea, because everything is always subject to change. And yes, those changes often make it way better than it would have been originally.
What piece of wisdom, message of solidarity, or overlooked truth do you wish to share with your fellow Spartans graduating in 2021?
Whenever you make a connection, like, hoard them, like, have an address book and just be like, this is a person that I know and here's all of their contact information. Because there's been a couple times when I've like, oh, I met somebody who worked there at this place at one time. And I was like, I couldn't remember who it was or whatever. And I'm always one to be like, I always question like, oh, but if I reach out to them, like, will it be weird? Are they going to be like, who the hell is this chick? Like, texting me after like 2 years being like, hey, can I have a job? Hoard your connections and never be scared to reach out to somebody. Like, I know like all they can say is no thing goes around, but like most of the time they'll say yes. Like, most people are like over willing to like help, especially recent grads and especially like in this world situation. Also, it's so hard because like half the time I'm just like, delete your social media. It's poison. But it's so hard in the field that we're in because like, I remember, especially I was like, I need this like for my job. I found myself looking at other people who graduated with me who were either in the design program or like went through the comm arts program and were doing different things that I wanted to do or like found, or even people who weren't in my program who were like, oh, I just found this like badass business job in California and I'm moving and my life looks great. But like, you really can't compare yourself to other people. And it's like, so it's so difficult not to, because everyone's constantly sharing their stuff. And it's great to celebrate yourself on social media and whatever. Like, don't stop doing that stuff. But like, you really just gotta stop looking outwardly and look inwardly to be like, okay, that person's doing great and kick ass for them. But also like, they're doing what they're happy with. Or does it just look cool? And I'm like, oh, that looks super cool. I wish I was doing that. Like, oh my God, I'm not doing anything.
Amen. I mean, the temptation is always there to do the cross comparison. And thank you, because I think everyone needs to hear that. Like, stop comparing yourself to other people. Your happiness is your happiness. Kelly, it is amazing to see you. And I'm just proud of you. We are all proud of you. And keep up the amazing, amazing work. And congratulations and so much success in what comes next.
Hatchcast is brought to you by Women in Entrepreneurship. Women in Entrepreneurship's mission is to inspire and support women interested in entrepreneurship through a collaborative, innovative, and empowering network. To learn more, visit msue.com.
Hatchcast is an ongoing collaboration.
Hatchcast.
Hatchcast is an ongoing collaboration.
This podcast was co-created by Aaron Richard, Tyler Mihai, and Kurt Krieger. It is produced by the Burgess Institute for Entrepreneurship and Innovation
in cooperation with the MSU Foundation.
Gabe Hales
and Justice Keach are our sound engineers and
editors. Our co-producers include Brandon Weaver,
Gabe Hales,
Justice Keach, and Aaron Richard.
Original sound is created by Katya Gardina,
with help from Aubrey Haas,
Brandon Weaver,
Caitlin Setter,
Sydney Owinga,
Kurt Krieger, Tyler Mihai,
Gabriella Alum,
Jeff Smith,
Paul Jakes, Ken Smusiak,
Desiree Melfi-Bozzo,
Neil Kane,
and Lori Fisher.
If you have any questions or comments, please
feel free to reach out at
hatchcast@msu.edu.
hatchcast@msu.edu.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.